Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host, Adrian, and tonight we'll be doing some readings, psychic readings on love and relationships. And I also have Roy on the phone. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners. And we're looking to another great night of Blog Talk Radio with Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight?
Well, tonight I thought we'd do some reading, psychic readings on love and relationships and twin flames. And talk a little bit about, you know, the matrix, the black matrix. We were talking about last time that we have discovered new technologies based on with the geotran that this involves our energetic field. We work with certain codes to deprogram certain emotions, certain programs that were put on us, which is, have to, a lot to do with programming. And programming has to do, you know, between 0 to 10 years old. That's when we first know that a lot of people have been programmed for different things, but there's different names for different programs. For an example, we have the what they call the scorpion frequency that everybody carries in their sacral chakra, and particularly men carry this energy. And scorpion frequency has a lot to do with a lot of the anger that we hold in that chakra, which is called the sacral chakra. And so what we do with this is we have a system where we type in the scorpion frequency, and then it brings up the codes for the scorpion frequency. So then what we do is energetically we will program these codes in your chakras, like sacral chakra, and we'll deprogram the scorpion frequency in your DNA. And then what we'll do is we'll flush it with ultraviolet light, because ultraviolet light has a lot to do with magnetic energy, which is called the magnetic energy field. Now, the magnetic energy field has a lot to do with these higher vibrational frequencies, sort of like you have astral, you have hyperspace, and you have magnetism. And it has a lot to do with magnetism, because everything around the earth is like has a lot of magnetism. So that's the higher frequency, the higher consciousness is magnetism. So anybody that elevates into hyperspace, they can get into what they call magnetism. That goes after hyperspace. And once you get up into those higher dimension frequencies, that is your source of all that is, the source of you and the source of God mind. And God mind has a lot to do with your super conscious mind. And so what we have is super conscious, and then we have hyperspace, and then we have magnetism, because everything around us is magnetized. And so if we can get into those higher frequencies, we can begin to manifest a lot of powerful things. You know, we can manifest money, prosperity, good health. We can get a lot of these programs burned off of us energetically, because we're all part of magnetism. And so, anyways, it goes a lot more deeper than that. And of course, we work with other frequencies, you know, like dolphin frequency, lion frequency, wolf frequency. There's a lot of different everything is a frequency, because it's all part of magnetism. Is there anything you want to share with that, Roy?
Well, we know that just like we're almost like we're a receiver on an antenna where we're always picking up on different frequencies from around the world and from different energies that are around us. And it's interesting because in order to, you know, manifest, you have to match that frequency, you know, at a higher dimension so that you match that and then that allows the universe to send or, you know, manifest whatever your wants or your desires are at that time, whether it be money or relationships or happiness or whatever that, you know, you would like in your life. And we've found that the main thing is being able to hold on to that and matching that and doing that where it's happening all the time. That's why some people could only, you know, do it once in a while, but a lot of it has to do with our way of thinking. And we put a lot, you know, negativity or thoughts, you know, from the past or things that haven't worked in our life. And then that lowers our frequency. And I just wanted to share that with you, Adrian, and our listeners. Is there anything else?
Well, that's very interesting. It has a lot to do with, again, magnetism, frequencies, how we're being affected by microwaves, energies, EMF meters, smart meters, whatever. You know, we are being affected every day energetically on an energetic level. And so with these programs that have been put on us, the idea is to step outside of ourselves. Once we start to step outside of ourselves, we start to go into magnetism. And so the idea is to get these programs off. And that's why the ETs have designed a system to use certain codes to program in our chakras. And this is why we came up with the idea of Geotran and the idea of the matrix decoder. And so if anybody would like to know more about that, feel free to ask. We are going to start doing our readings. We have a whole list of people that are waiting to get their readings, their love readings. So let's go ahead and start with our first caller from the 941 area. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian.
Good evening, gentlemen.
All right, and what's your name and where are you from?
I'm calling from Florida. My name is Catherine.
And we welcome you to our show tonight, Catherine. How can we help you?
I've recently reconnected with somebody from my past, and I wonder if you could tell me about the future with this person.
Well, technically, I would say not to make any kind of U-turns, but there is definitely something of somebody, usually from your past. I usually tell people not to make U-turns, but definitely something from your past. There is a message that is something that you have to learn or something that you have not completed on a spiritual level. On a mundane level, I would say it's something material. You know, in other words, you know, this person feels like they owe you something, or this person feels like they owe you some knowledge on a spiritual level. And then on a physical level, it could even be something have to do with love. You know, some type of gratitude or love, or it kind of works on both levels. It just kind of depends why this person's come back into your life. But I do feel like there is something between those lines. The reason why this person came back in your life is there's always a reason for everything. How was your past experience with this person in the past?
This was my first love who I've always had feelings for.
Okay. So it's something on an emotional level and love level.
Mm-hmm.
And something that you haven't completed yet. So I do feel like this person is a soulmate. And that there is a message of some type of love that hasn't been completed yet from your past. Something that you have to learn from it is what I'm picking up. That's what Spirit's showing me. Are you very emotionally attached to this person?
Very much so, yeah.
Okay. And how was your relation in the past?
Overwhelming.
And when you say overwhelming, what does that apply to?
It means that it was, off the charts happy.
So it made you feel happy?
You bet, yeah.
Okay, so it was a good experience, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any kind of, was there a reason for the separation?
We were both young and stupid.
Okay.
You know, this was, 28 years ago.
So there was no betrayal, anything like that?
No, uh-uh.
Okay. So this person's just kind of coming back into your life, and things have changed and transformed, transcended. I feel like this person will be good for you, you know, because normally I would say if there was some type of bad dealing or bad blood, I would say not to make any U-turns because, you know, there's a reason why you separated. There's always a reason why there was some type of split. And usually it's because something from the past, people's past, because it didn't turn out very good. And you had to learn from that in order to move on and transcend. So I would say go for it, that this person is on the up and up. That's what I'm feeling. That's what Spirit's showing me. What are you picking up, Roy?
You know, that's interesting. What I'm getting that in the past, you know, you were both young and in love and, you know, and wanted, spend a lot of time with each other and things had changed, you know, something changed there and you sort of went your way and he went his way. And, you know, this 28 years later, you know, these feelings started coming back. The main thing is to let go of any, you know, things that you might have been holding on to or he might have been holding on to and look, you know, towards the future and to be happy, you know, and not to hurry into anything and to enjoy each other and build this relationship again. And that's what my guides are telling me to tell you. And then you'll be able to have the kind of love and relationship, you know, that you want, you know, in your life. Is there anything else, Agent?
And I also feel that this person will not do you wrong. I feel this person is very honest I feel like you're going to be in a long-term relationship with this person, and this person has gone through a lot of transformations, a lot of changes, and you know, things from the past may trigger you. Things may come up from the past, just the fact that this person is coming from the past and from that state of mind back, you know, memories will start coming up back when you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just part of the connection. That's part of the spiritual connection. And so you'll activate each other. You know, you're probably both activators. And to realize that a lot of this stuff is just old programming that's coming from his past. But a lot of that will change as you transcend together. So that's what I see.
Well, thank you.
You have it. You're very welcome.
Can I continue to listen to your show? Can you put me on mute?
Yes.
Yeah, you could listen to our show. Adrian, we need to move on to the next caller now.
All right, let's go to the next caller from the 509 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. This is Erica from Washington State.
And we welcome you to our show tonight. And my name is Roy, and you're speaking to Adrian. And how can we help you?
Did you say Adrian?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I like that name.
I like
well, yeah,
name.
Thank you.
That's actually going to be my first child's name, but way in the future.
Well, thank you for naming them.
Right?
Happy
I'm just wondering what you pick up. There's really no one serious right now.
What do I pick up?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything particular that you would like me to see?
Just someone new.
Someone new?
Yeah, significant, though.
I see someone around you that is very interested in you.
No.
Well, it's like you don't know this person, but I see this person around you.
Oh, okay.
And I feel that you're not aware of this person. I see a dark-haired guy. This guy, I feel like, is very intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants kids in the future, and he's going to college. And I see this, how old are you anyways?
21, and I graduate. Yeah, 21, and I graduate from college, like in mid-March, so next month, and then I start the university in late March.
Okay, so I feel like there's some type of schooling involved, and maybe that has a connection to do with your schooling. Are you doing any kind of college right now?
Yeah, like I said, I graduate next month, and then I start the university in late March.
Oh, okay, well, that would make sense then. That's why I'm seeing college.
Yeah.
And this person I'm picking up is LDS, you know, Mormon.
Oh, okay.
LDS for Latter-day Saints. You're very metaphysical, though. You're very spiritual. And you have a very open mind, and you're very intelligent yourself. And you look for
mm-hmm.
intelligence. You also look for someone who's laid back, someone who's friendly, someone who's outgoing, not too shy. you're just looking for Mr. Right. And I feel like this guy is going to be very open to you energetically. And I also pick up that this guy is going to be a soulmate. Let's see.
Wait, what?
So he's going to be kind of like a soulmate.
Oh, okay. I heard phone something.
But you're kind of shy. And this guy is kind of outgoing. And he has a lot of friends. And you may get triggered by him because he spends a lot of time with friends. And that's gonna kind of annoy you a little bit. Because you want the attention. You wanna feel like he's there, like he's actually staring at you. And it's not the fact that you're a attention whore, it's just the fact that you want the attention and the respect.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? But he's kind of in a different frame of mind. It's like he looks at things in a different way. Like for me, I look at it in a way that a person should be, have integrity, somebody that should be in communication with me because I'm a Gemini, not just because I'm a Gemini, but somebody who should be committed, somebody that should be real. And in my mind, that's what I think, but in their mind, they might think in a whole different way, and I might assume something, and I might feel like a complete idiot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you don't really want to assume too much. You just kind of want to go with the flow and see how it feels. But if it doesn't feel, if you don't feel like there's some type of chemistry there, then just move on. But I think you're going to pull him from that. You're going to pull him from the growing up portion, the programming. Because he's still kind of through that phase of growing up. Because he never had friends when he was younger, so now's the time for him to have friends. Now's the time for him to feel what it feels like to be popular. See, when I was younger, I wasn't the popular one. My sister was. She'd have people calling her every day, and now I have clients and friends calling me every day. So it feels good because I never had that opportunity going through high school, and so. Because I was always around people, you know, that were lesser than all the other kids, you know. That's how they looked at it.
Yeah.
Because you get thrown in classrooms, so.
Yeah, no, I did notice that throughout high school that all, like, the, you know, smart, nerdy kids were grouped along together from middle school, from sixth grade up to, you know, senior year. And it's like they all stayed like in AP honors, you know, and it wasn't fair. Like, I feel like they automatically group them, and I don't, but whatever. I still made it my junior and senior year into honors and stuff like that. So.
There you go.
Yeah. She and when is he coming?
I'm sorry?
When is he coming, you said?
When is he coming? Well, he's already around you. You just haven't acknowledged him yet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So he's in
the area.
You mean what you mean is when is he coming into your life?
Yeah.
When
is he gonna make himself known?
Very soon. Now that you know about him.
So my guides are telling me that he's coming right around the springtime.
Oh, okay.
So it's okay. Not very far away.
Yeah.
Well, he'll come around when you're ready.
What?
I said he'll come around when you're ready, when you feel ready.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I think what's going to happen is he's going to catch you off guard.
Oh. Yeah, I'm also, like, very confident myself, but... You know, I'm just letting everything happen. Like, right now I'm just focused on trying to graduate, you know, my statistics class, kind of a pain, and then, you know, my job. And then there's also, like, this rally about the, like, we want police officers to have webcams or cameras on them. And so I'm, like, protesting and all that. So I'm pretty busy. Like, you know, everything will just fall into place. So, yeah.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be coming into your life. What kind of person would you want him to be?
Like, what are the options? Like, what do you mean?
I mean, would he be funny? You know, would he be outgoing? Would he be adventurous? You know, what kind of person would you want in your life?
Pretty much a reflection of me. Mm-hmm. I'm all of that. So.
Okay.
So
you would want
someone...
somebody that has a lot in common with you.
Mm-hmm.
What you
yeah.
like.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
And what would this person look like?
I don't know. I'm kind of open, but I am very, very picky. Like, I can recognize what I don't want. So.
Okay. Would he be out? I mean, would he, you know, have a good build? You know, would he be athletic? You know, would he,
you know, be
sports minded?
Yeah.
So he'd be
excellent.
In pretty good physical condition then, would you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he'd be good looking too.
Okay, and very good looking.
Yeah. Athletic.
Okay.
Sporty, yeah. Volunteering
okay.
is a big thing for me too, so I gotta
okay.
be balanced. Mm-hmm.
And the reason I ask you this is something that you have to keep focusing on. You know,
mm-hmm.
whether you right before you go to bed at night and the first thing when you wake up in the morning, so
mm-hmm.
that you can let the universe know, so you could place your order.
Yeah, the law of attraction.
And the universe will send that person to you, like Adrian says, when you're ready.
Cool. Well, we can add.
My phone just got disconnected. I'm back online.
Okay.
Uh oh. Yeah.
He must not have wanted me to talk about him. He kicked me off.
Yeah.
Well, I want to become a traffic. Huh?
I said, he is
what
very psychic and powerful.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I do want to become a traffic infraction judge. So he definitely has to be ambitious, whoever I end up with. But that's not until, like, my early 30s when I kind of want to tie myself down. Meanwhile, just have fun in your 20s, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Main thing is to enjoy each other and... spend time with each other and to, you know, just have fun.
Yeah.
But
yep.
It's interesting because I told you he'd catch you off guard and then he caught me off guard and kicked me off.
That is funny.
You know, and this is
yeah.
interesting. I just want to share something with you. When I had decided that I wanted to meet that, you know, special person in my life, I
mm-hmm.
had to picture, you know, what she was going to look like, you know, how she was going to be, and all of these things. And right after I got out of the military is when I met my wife.
Nice.
We met less than a month after I got out, and then 3 months later we got married.
Oh, that was pretty quick, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's
nice.
been It's been 43 years later.
Wow. That's what
yeah.
I want, something long-lasting.
Yeah. So I'm just telling you and all our listeners out there, you know, just to flow. You know, the universe and God already know what you want. And it all has to do with divine timing. And when that right time and that right place is matches, then that's, you know, what's going to happen.
And how long do you see this guy for? Like, how long do you see us, like, together?
I'm getting that you're going to meet your soulmate. And that could last for years and years.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. I'm still too young, but okay.
You know, you're still young. Enjoy life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know when the time is right.
Don't let his friends trigger you.
How?
Because like I said, you're gonna he's gonna spend a lot of time with his friends, so don't let that trigger you.
Oh, I have a life too, so yeah.
but
I'll make myself very clear. Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Maybe
well, thank you for your
time. Learn patience with each other.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you for your time then.
You are so welcome, and we thank you for joining us tonight, and we hope we were able to help you, you know, with our reading. But we need to move on to the next caller now, Aiden.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's go to the 305. You're on the air.
Hi. Good evening, or good morning. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. And how can we help you tonight?
Yes, I've been in a relationship for about 8 months now, and I'm just trying to find out what the future holds for me and my guy.
Okay, and are you having problems or?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's me or I don't know. Like lately, things have just been really weird,
crazy.
And I don't know if it's worth fighting for and holding on, or if I need to move on, or because I'm confused with what he's feeling for me versus how I feel for him. And to me, 8 months is a long time for somebody not to know how they feel about somebody.
Right. And he's still kind of rocky, isn't he?
Yes.
In other words, he doesn't know what he wants.
It's gotten worse. It's like in the beginning he was, you know, always being wonderful and attentive.
That's
and
nice. Mm-hmm.
And now it's just like it's like I'm the one that's putting in all the effort for the relationship at this point.
Well, don't give it any more energy to that. What you need to do is kind of step back, let him reflect, see where it goes, and if he doesn't start coming around, it's time to move on. If you don't want to move on, then he needs some type of energetic work, which I could do for you, but I charge for that. Because it takes a lot of energy and it takes a lot of work, and I don't charge outrageous prices. But the energetic work that I do is there's certain programs that are put on us energetically that I could take off on him. And all you have to do is send me an email at pathfinder255@gmail.com. And I'd be happy to, and I have a PayPal account. So if you would like some help with that, I can assist you further in that. If you're serious about, you know, if you're serious about keeping the relationship. If not, you know, energetically, he'll try to drain you. Because you're putting in a lot of energy and he's not producing energy. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess I just really want to know if this relationship is worth it anymore, or is there somebody else out there for me? You know,
it's always worth it. I mean, I have a lot of clients that, and I use this stuff, energetic work, where, you know, they were in abusive relationships and they didn't want to walk away because they loved them and they were in a long-term relationship. And I've helped them energetically and things have gotten better. And things started shifting tremendously for them because I'm an activator. And so, it's just about how bad you want the relationship to work. I mean, how bad do you want to put the energy into it?
I mean, and I love him and I want to be with him, but if he doesn't want to be with me, then, you know, it's a pointless situation, you know, and that's, I guess, what I really want to know. Because, I mean, he tells me he loves me, you know, and that he's, you know, he's just been sick and, you know, he's mm-hmm. not feeling good, and I understand he has his things, but it's just, it's too much, and I don't know if he really wants to be with me, and he really doesn't want to be with me, he just doesn't know how to say it, you know, because he's the type of...
You also have to understand, too, is that these programs that have been put on us is not our stuff. And so on an energetic level, this all has a lot to do with programming. And see, this is where people get it all wrong. It's like they think that all this stuff is them and they start thinking that it's you and then it reflects off on your programming. But in reality, it has a lot to do with programs that have been put on us energetically. So, if the programming don't work, then we go to the next level, and we deprogram them out of that energetically in their consciousness, because this could all just be something energetic on an energetic level. It could also be something that on a conscious level that he's not aware of as well, because there's a lot of mind control out there. Me and my father, we know because we're hypnotists.
We're being assessed. He's someone that's for me? I mean, do you think that he's like a soulmate for me?
Absolutely. And that's why he came into your life. But like I said, on an energetic level and mind control, all that stuff can affect him. It can also affect you. It can affect me. It can affect, I mean, it affects everybody. So we don't know how to discern whether is it something that they, that they don't want, or is it something that they really do want, but yet they're being affected on other things, with other things. You see what I'm saying? It's hard to discern unless you do the work. And it also has to be something you want, too.
Well, I want to be with him. I love him. I adore him. And, right. You know, I've been trying to do whatever it takes to show him, you know, that I do love him and appreciate him. And, you know, I just don't know what's wrong. And
we know what's wrong. I mean, we know that it's all programming. But the main thing is I'd have to go deeper into his energy field to figure it out. See, a lot of people think, I'll just give up. No, you don't just give up. You figure out what is the source of the problem, and you fix it. It's easier to give up. See, that's programming, too. That's what we call exit programming. That's when you just give up. And you walk out of the, and you think the grass is greener, you know. See, I thought the grass was greener when I graduated high school and I had to go to another high school and I never got my driver's license. And I thought the grass was greener when I jumped out of one relationship to another and I got hurt. You see what I mean? Your troubles are always going to follow you until you face your demons. And so this is a lesson for you to face whatever is in front of you until the point that you just say, you give it up to your oversoul, you give it up to God, and you say, enough is enough. I'm moving on. I'm moving forward. I'm going to cut all ties psychically, and I'm going to move on to the next relationship. But you don't know until you do the work. And it has to be something that's worth fighting for. You see what I mean? They're too far gone, then I understand that point. But I don't believe that this person, whatever he's doing, he's conscious and aware of. This has a lot to do with mind control stuff. You know? And it can be easily taken care of. But that's up to you. You know, how far you want to take it down the rabbit hole.
Do you feel that he really loves me? Or, I mean, do you feel any of his energy towards me?
Yes, I do. But a lot of people don't know how to show love, too. So that's another part of programming. Like, he may not be emotionally available. And he may even have heart walls, which goes back to the emotional code. And so that puts a block on his capability of loving, especially if he was abused, especially if he never had a mother that loved him. So,
well, he got out of a 15-year marriage. His ex-wife completely destroyed him, completely. And, you know, every relationship he had after that, you know, the women just used him and abused him. And he just, when he came to me, he was a very broken man. And I've been trying to piece him together and everything was going great. But I think now I don't know what's going on. You know, I know a lot of this bothers him and it scares him to move forward with me. Mm-hmm. I know that, and I told him, you know, I can wait. That's not a problem because I understand. But it's just, you know, it's like he's not trying anymore. He doesn't want to try anymore, or I don't know what it is. And that's, you know, that's the scary part.
That sounds like heart walls to me. He's protecting his heart from something.
Yeah.
See, I was in a relationship and this girl told me, she was a vegan, and she told me, and I didn't know anything about this energetic stuff until now, but she told me one day, and it just, you just brought back a memory.